to go.
Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Ready to live creatively and freely?
Let's go!
Be inspired by someone who left corporate culture to live her entrepreneurial dream. Here's your host, Chandra Webb.
Hey everybody, welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra. I am so excited to be with you guys on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to all of you. Hope you've had an awesome week. We have an amazing show for you guys. Today is Valentine's Day Eve. Yes, February 13th. So I know you ladies are getting ready. You're probably in the nail shop, or you've been to the nail shop today, getting your hair done, have your makeup artist on standby, because tomorrow is what they say, our day to be showered. Yes, ma'am. I won't be getting showered. I don't have a Valentine's Day, but we'll talk about that later. But I have my favorite gentleman back in the studio with me. It is February Love Month series. So we have Mr. King Mason. He is the author of Me Before We. Me Before We Relationship Guide. You guys have to go out and get it on mebeforewe.tv. An amazing book to teach you the things you need to know about relationship. I bought it. So, yeah, get with it. And he is also a blogger and the host of Lunchtime Lessons. Welcome. Wow. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm here.
I know you have a whole lot to say about this topic. Then we have Mr. Blandon Thomas. He is the co-owner of the Cultured Couple. Let me get it right. The Cultured Couple.
The Cultured Couple.
Event design company. They do amazing work here in the city of Houston. But they will come to wherever you are.
Yeah, we will.
Baby showers, bar mitzvahs, parties, whatever you need.
As long as we got that deposit,
though. Right. No. Yeah. We can create what you want.
Yes.
And so I'm so happy that you're back in the studio.
I'm happy to be here with you.
On Snap Talk with Chandra. So, you guys, we're going to jump right in. Is Valentine's Day overrated? That is the question. Yeah. So, check this out, you guys. So, I had to do a little research. So, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Yes, again, we know. And be sure to make sure you guys comment on this hot topic. Comment, like, and share as we go on, because I know they're going to have a whole lot to say, as well as myself. So check this out. I researched. I researched. And did you know that Americans last year spent, guess how much? $18.6
billion.
On Valentine's Day.
It's too much, Lord.
Valentine's Day. We're not talking Christmas. We're not talking Mother's Day. We're talking chocolates, teddy bears.
You can't buy love, Lord.
Flowers. $18.6 billion. That is a lot of money. And that just makes me think, okay, Valentine's Day, like, is it, have people put too much emphasis on it? Like, Blandon, what do you think? Is it too much? Why do we put so much emphasis on Valentine's Day and spending that kind of money, obviously?
Right. I think people love love. I'm an advocate of holidays. I grew up celebrating all the holidays. And if you are with a woman and she enjoys Valentine's Day, I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating her on that day and showing her love, and maybe you'll get a little something back. You know what I'm saying? You make it a rose, you make it a piece of chocolate. I don't know.
Oh. A piece of something.
But if she enjoys it, I don't think there's anything wrong with indulging her in that, you know, on that day, kind of showering her, making her feel special.
Yes.
Even if you do it 364 days.
Come on,
you
now.
Know what I'm saying. I don't think.
God bless your mother. Your mother that raised you.
My mother, my grandmother, yes. My sister, my aunts. So yeah.
Okay, King Mason, what are your thoughts?
No. I mean, as Valentine's Day is such a superficial thing, and people are, what you want to, not buying love, but they're buying emotional responses. Can we all say that? Emotional responses.
Okay. So, he getting deep with us.
So, and I think it's like you putting requirements on people. You know what I'm saying? You have to. This is not a day to to where, oh, he got me something. Yay, this is wonderful. Okay, this is great. No, you are literally required to go buy these fake ass teddy, these fake teddy bears and these and these Russell Stover's chocolates and spend $120. Well, listen, you gonna spend a maximum, if you making it a day, you gonna spend a maximum of almost $250, $300 if you gonna have a good night. Literally, if you're gonna go out to eat, if you're gonna get something else, if you're doing it right to me, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
If you're doing it right to me, you're gonna spend almost $300.
It comes on the same day every year, so just budget it out.
Divide 300 by 12.
Just go ahead.
That's $1.66
We act like it don't come, like it's not here, and then get somebody who doesn't require it. How about you date somebody who doesn't require you to bring these chocolates and gifts and all these things? But if you have somebody who requires that, what's so different about somebody who's really into their birthday?
I need to know what street they live on,
right?
Where they live at, so I can go get them.
Listen, I'm sure some of them ladies are out there who are not.
I don't know who they are because.
Listen, my wife is one of them. Thank you, my wife is one of the women.
She's taken, though.
She's taken. She's taken by a person who loves holidays.
And so, that's the thing. You a man that balance. You a man.
So she don't have to worry about that. But then we have King Mason over here to say it's a fake holiday, and you know it doesn't make any sense for me to buy you anything, no. Especially. Okay, so you show her love, say 364 days.
Uh-huh.
Okay, on 365, I need you to come with it, my brother.
You act as if I didn't come with it before. And this is the thing. I believe it is nothing wrong with showering the one you love. There's a whole song, Shower Me with Your Love. Shower me.
Sing it.
Yes. That's a whole song. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. When you set aside a day, and then in that day, the requirements are to bring this. But then the consequences are if I don't bring it. And I think that's what it is. The consequences that you get that I didn't meet your expectation to get you what you felt you wanted. Because it's not, the gift is not for you, literally, women. It is for you to compete against every woman that you know. To say that my man has got this. Oh my God.
No, it's not about competing.
Call your girlfriends and be like, he got me this, he got me that. Girl, let me tell you this. I said I wanted this, and he went to Kay and Jared and all.
We used to, but now we put it on Facebook. So tomorrow, yeah, we used to call, but now I'm going to be looking at everybody's timeline.
Right, and then you get a whole emotional thing.
Well, I'm not looking at anybody's timeline because I don't have a Valentine's Day for tomorrow.
And then, well, that's listen. I get you a McRib or something.
not a McRib.
Come on.
And I'm gonna throw it right back at him. He gonna have on this sweater. I'm gonna barbecue sauce all over the place. But here's the thing, gentlemen. So would it be different? Because most people think that Valentine's Day is a woman's holiday. Mm-hmm. So what if we had a day designated for men?
Well, we do, and y'all don't do nothing with it. Listen, Father's Day is the most unrealistic gift given.
But
I'm gonna
day,
get you a tie.
But it's a day to celebrate.
When do you fathers out there? Men. Chime in. What is the best Father's Day gift that you have given your father?
You guys, let me know what's the best Father's Day gift.
We come from two different spectrums, right? Because I'm a father, and I've gotten great gifts on Father's Day. I have, like, my wife took me out of town. She took me on a trip for Father's Day.
How long you been saved? because I have not even seen these type of behaviors in the world I live in.
I'm telling you, you
got a special one.
That's the only way I can. Some of these guys got some special ones too. There are some other special ladies.
I believe it. Y'all let us know your best Valentine's Day that you've gotten in men and women. Post. Make sure you post it at the bottom. So, you know what? I can't think of. I'm feeling real sad right now because I don't really remember a Valentine's Day gift that just really sticks out. Oh. And that brings me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think you should spend on a Valentine's Day? Okay, before you start. So I looked and they said the average American spends $136
okay.
on Valentine's Day. Okay. And I was shocked by that. That was pretty low for me. I was like, Well, I want $100 worth of flowers.
Oh, see?
And then
help us, Lord.
And then my dinner is going to be like $70, $80 for me.
Right,
alone, because I don't want to go to Chili's. I want to go to Eddie V's or Vicky Anthony's. And so you're about right.
Yeah. I told you.
$200 to $300.
I told you.
So that surprised me. So what do you think? I mean, do you put a dollar amount or do you have an idea of like the type of gift? Because you're creative, so.
Well, and so that's what I'm saying. I don't put a dollar amount on it. And especially because my wife is frugal. So she doesn't like me spending a whole lot of our money on just her. Mm-hmm. But I mean.
So sweet.
But I don't put a dollar amount. I don't put a dollar amount on it. It's just thoughtful things. Like one of our first Valentine's Day, she had, for whatever reason, she loves going to Galveston. It's not a real beach, but she likes going there. Mm-hmm. So I surprised her and I took her out to Galveston and we had a picnic on the beach. And it cost gas money and for me to buy a picnic basket from Target. Shout out to Target.
See.
And to make some sandwiches for us and whatever.
And it was something special.
Yeah.
So, see, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money to make your Valentine's Day special, ladies. Like, he doesn't have to he doesn't have to take you to Vic and Anthony's. What if he, you know, tomorrow?
But if that's what you require, ladies, don't be afraid to require it. Like, I don't understand why people are trying to lower their standard for other people.
Sir, don't have these women out here losing their nerve. Don't do that. What if he doesn't have it?
What if he doesn't have it?
If he do have it, don't spend it. That's all I'm saying. Listen,
but dude done made picnic basket sandwiches, and they done sat on the beach and had a nice, lovely evening.
Yes,
but some of y'all require, Chandra, you require. You have a require.
And
you
know, so the man would have to come and meet that requirement.
But here's
why would we want to lower her? Why would we want to lower the bar for you and yourself? And I'm not just talking about
on this
in material.
But that's what she wants. I can do sandwiches as long as it's like boar's head.
Yeah,
require. You have a require. She wants you to go to Honey Baked Ham.
Don't
get it all.
Don't
go
to Oscar Mayer. Go to the deli.
Oh Lord, help us.
Go to the deli. Let's elevate it.
Oh, not prepackaged.
2019, the year. Goodness. Enlighten up, fellas. Mm. Enlighten up.
You guys, if you're looking for a creative way to do Valentine's Day. Tag Blandon, hit him now
because he probably can save you. If you done messed up all year, you didn't do Christmas right and birthdays right. I'm trying to tell you, Culture Club, they gonna come
culture
to your
couple.
House.
Because listen, you are the one, men. You're still pursuing her heart. You're still wooing her. You're still in the pursuit. Don't give up just because you got her.
Right.
You know?
Thank you. Thank you. And too, so that's a good segue to my next point. Mm. So now that he has her, now for Valentine's Day, some guys, this is their like, I've been doing wrong all year. Mm-hmm. So this is my makeup day. So you gotta shine, my brother, because you've been messing up all year long. You probably done did a few things you hadn't, you know, supposed to do, you weren't supposed to do. Mm-mm. And now you can like just shower her and make her forget about everything. Do you think that some brothers use Valentine's Day for that?
Yes.
Yeah, they probably do.
And they play the song, shower me.
And if she was to overlook all those, you know, red flags just over one day, then that would be unwise of her.
A lot of women do. That's horrible. So let's talk about a single ladies or a single men for this day or just for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So for Valentine's Day, my mother's no longer with me. So if I knew that on Valentine's Day, I was going to get a gift from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people that are single. This may be their first year, and they were the ones that put a lot of emphasis on Valentine's Day. So let's talk about, because this is actually a topic, Valentine's Day and depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow, you know, for those that are in relationships, tomorrow it's gonna be off the chain for some of you. Like, y'all are gonna be on Facebook and on Instagram just taking pictures and Insta stories of, you know, what your man or what your woman is doing for you. But then there are those that won't have anyone, and it's gonna be a hard day. So how do you cope with that? I mean, do you even think like they should feel?
Can I take this one?
Yes.
Can I take this one? Lie. Listen, lie to yourself. Go out and buy yourself something and then send it to yourself with somebody else's name on it and be like,
oh my God.
Lie to yourself. You don't need to be depressed over no chocolate. It's made 365 days a year. You don't need none of these teddy bears. But if you gotta have that, lie to yourself. Listen, send it to your job and then just be like,
oh my God.
I'm trying to listen.
Who would do this?
Secret.
Single people?
But what about the ladies? Because they call it Galentine's Day as well. So girlfriends get together and that are single. Like, do you feel like they're disillusioned in a way?
Yes, Lord. Let me take this on the flip side. Let me make it maybe helpful for those single people who are out there. How about you take the love that you would like to receive and give it to somebody else? How about you serve somebody else in this time? How about you know other people? And it can be a couple. It could be a married couple. Send them a happy Valentine's Day card that you appreciate the love and the example of love that they have shown, you know? And maybe one day you'll have that. And you know, like, King Mason said in our other session, you know, if marriage is not for you, just show love anyway. You know, it's a day of love. You know,
it is.
We love love.
I'm throwing tomatoes. I'm just joking. I love love too.
What Jesus do you serve and how
the living Savior, sir. The only living one. The Lord and Savior.
Amen, brother. Listen,
the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega.
All right, all right.
The Word made flesh.
You have so much love.
Come on now, brother.
So much love to give, Lord, so much.
Ooh. So, single ladies, single men out there, what we're saying is tomorrow is a beautiful day of love.
Yes.
And so, don't feel like just because you don't have anyone that no one loves you. Because I love you here at Snap Talk with Chandra.
We love you.
So, I'm not going to agree, Blend. Don't take yourself out to eat, because then you're probably going to drink the whole bottle. If I go out to eat and I'm looking at everybody around me all hugged up and stuff, I'm going to be at home. Order me something real good.
But see, can I say this? This is for the pimps. Now, if you see somebody, out who's single who don't have a Valentine and they look down, this is your time to swoop in.
There you go.
This is your time to swoop in.
I'm trying to tell you,
just have a little chocolate on reserve. Listen, mama, I saw you over here. I just want to come on, slide on up.
And then it could end up being a good Valentine's. You may want to go out. Yes. I don't know. Maybe I might try that, but I don't want a pimp to
$20. $20 of chocolate could get you a night full of love. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
A good meal.
Listen, yes.
All righty. Oh my God, they are too funny. So you guys, thank you so much for joining me on this show. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I hope you guys have a very happy Valentine's Day. I know you're gonna have a really good one. And
I'm Netflixing, and where you want to meet at?
Do we have to go Dutch?
Maybe.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not playing with King Mason. So before we go, you guys, I love to end the show with snap thoughts.
Okay.
Snap thoughts. So remember how it went last week? All right. First thing that comes to mind. So shake it up. I want you to.
We picking.
Yeah. Get two.
Two. Okay. Got two.
You got two?
Uh-huh. Okay. Just get two in here. All right.
Okay. All righty. There we go. Let's see what your first one is.
Okay.
You win $1 million. What is the first thing you buy?
I'm going to buy some land.
Oh, amen. That's another show. This is Black History Month. We'll talk about that. All righty.
This one.
Okay. Mr. Thomas, Lamborghini or Maserati?
Maserati.
Ah, that car is fast.
It is. It's nice, too.
It's very nice.
Yeah, you can take the family in the Maserati.
Right. You can't. Exactly.
No, you can't.
Exactly.
No. Best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, Lord. I don't think I received it. I think I just read it. Jim Carrey said, I could fail at something that I don't like to do, so I might as well do what I like to do and put all that I have into it.
That's wisdom. I like that one. I'm going to have you say that again so I can write it down a little later.
Okay.
Put it on my mirror. All righty. Favorite rap group of all time?
Oh, Lord.
Favorite rap group of all time.
Rap group.
Favorite rap group. Okay, so y'all don't judge me. I'm going to get a little ratchet. UGK.
There we go. Okay.
Yes. All right. I like that. Yes.
UGK. Definitely. Okay. Okay, right. You got to be from Houston to know.
You got to understand.
UGK. Or, you know, they worldwide. So, they're really dope. Thank you guys so much for coming. I've had so much fun on Love Series. You guys, I'm going to have to bring them back as my co-host for a month. Make sure you are commenting, liking, and sharing. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's
Day. Do something very special, either for yourself or for the one that you love or care about. And so this has been Snap Talk with Chandra. February is our Love Series month. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Want to hear more?
Let's go!
Hit the subscribe button. Please rate and review.